Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. So much to see as the days warm up. Make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and get on your walking shoes. Last week, I mentioned the gorgeous pink trumpet tree on the right side of the drive heading to the parking lot. While it is still stunning this week, it's just a preview to the fabulous hybrid trumpet trees in the upper meadow. These trees are covered with flowers that are truly a cross between the pink and the golden color of the other trumpet trees. The flowers look nearly iridescent with a sharp yellow stripe down the center of the bloom that serves as a landing strip for pollinators. Once the flower is pollinated, the bright yellow fades to a softer, creamier color. Under the hybrid trumpet trees is a carpet of calla lilies. The stands of calla lilies all over the garden are blooming right now, and there are other lush stands around Memorial Meadow and at the corner of Tram Road and the promenade just past the yellow trumpet tree on the left and the huge floss silk tree above the creamsicle the jellyfish sculpture. If you take a look up at the floss silk tree, which currently has only seed pods hanging on it, you see the reason for all the floss blowing in the wind and carpeting the ground. The seeds are packed in the floss that spills out of the pods when they break open and are dispersed by the floss being lighter than air and carried on the wind all over the garden, while the parrots that perch in the tree in the afternoon help to pull the floss out when they go after the seeds. Also blooming along the right side of the promenade currently are the Madeira Island geraniums. This is the largest geranium of the species, and most of the plants have lovely pink flowers. There's also one white in the bunch, which is rare. These plants are biennial, which means that they grow and develop leaves in the first year, then get to maturity at about 5 feet when they bloom in the second year. They can bloom from now through the fall, and some plants will even bloom in a third season. Natives to the island of Madeira, they are rarely found in the wild now, but are a popular garden plant. If you wander down to the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll see that the roses are well on their way back to blooming after the winter pruning. Right now, the climbing roses on the supports of the entry pergola, a wonderful found rose named Peggy Martin, is showing off its baby pink roses as it climbs. In the garden proper, the fabulous silver hybrid tea rose called Stainless Steel is blooming. A bright yellow floribunda rose, walking on sunshine, is beginning to bloom, but the real stars this week are the little darling peonies just below the walking on sunshine roses. These stunning pink into purple blooms really light up the garden. Heading into the Garden of the Senses, you'll be bowled over by the scented geraniums that are pretty much all blooming right now. Crush a leaf and give a sniff. There are many scented geraniums in the garden, but my favorite is the lemon-scented. And interestingly, if you compare the plants with different scents, you'll see that the flowers, while very similar, are each just a bit different. Taking a walk in the garden on the unpaved roads will take you along Canyon Lane, where the Carolina cherry laurel and the bird's foot trefoil are blooming. The bird's foot trefoil, with its frothy yellow cascades of bloom, is an invasive species that will spread like crazy, but it's been planted as erosion control along roadsides. Now that the days are warming, you can find some leafy, shady walkways to wander down. Close to the overlook, the giant spear lilies are blooming. These big evergreen perennial plants don't bloom for the first 5 years, but then look out. The plants can live 100 years, and the blooms will attract bees, birds, and butterflies. Also at the overlook, see the Baja fairy dusters that are alive with hot red blooms and the firecracker punstemon. Here's the big reveal. The giant puya just across Tram Road that I've suggested you watch, well, this week it's blooming. Fabulous plastic-looking chartreuse-colored flowers are tucked in along the spike and must be seen to be believed. And the preview this week, what's to come? The border gardens around Memorial Meadow. The wonderful iris are just beginning to bud up for the spring show, and you can see early bloomers now. The huge common lemony yellow iris blooming under the paper bark tree, and directly across the meadow, the white immortality iris and the sweet bronzy multicolored concertina iris are blooming. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.